As our beloved daddy speaks his heart to us, we ask our mighty I'm presence to bless him, to pour our love to him constantly, and then we ask it to clothe us in whatever power will give him the greatest cooperation to assist the beloved Saint Germain to purify and save America, and through America, bring peace to the earth forever. Dear hearts of the sacred fire, once again we enter in to the full realization of the power of the sacred fire to the earth, to correct conditions that must not longer be allowed to dishonor the universe around you. Enter in with us and fail not to keep charging yourselves with the strength and the power and the authority of our light to consume the darkness in this world. In handling the destructive forces generated by mankind throughout the centuries, there must come the descent of those great beings and activities of the cosmic light and the sacred fire that bring into this world the strength and the power of the light from our octave. And therefore, within yourselves, when there seems weariness or weakness in the physical structure, do not hesitate, but call the invincible strength of eternal light into the flesh structure to be the victory and the power you require to stand against destruction in this world until you accomplish that which brings your eternal success. People go down under destructive conditions very often because they do not, at the right moment, reach up and demand the strength, the authority, and the power of eternal light into the flesh structure and around the physical body to be the God power they require at any moment to fulfill the divine plan and consume that which seeks to destroy them. You see, if you do not use the authority of light within yourselves, which is the God authority of your mighty I Am presence, how in the name of heaven are you ever going to be free? I plead with you, don't remain contented in your limitations. Don't accept pain and limitation as inevitable. There isn't anything inevitable except perfection. There isn't a condition that is ever created in this world that the power from the ascended master's octave can't change, because it can. And I don't want any of you precious ones to struggle and struggle and struggle under conditions that have no right to be in your world. If you have allowed them to come in, well, what about it? Call them the law of forgiveness. Demand enough strength of the light to throw them out. You cannot win your mastery, my dear ones, over that which seeks to destroy you by giving in to that which is discordant. Now, it doesn't make any difference how much effort it takes. The point is, someday, sometime, somewhere, you must reach mastery. And you can only reach it by taking responsibility, which forces you to draw forth the master powers of your own energy, your own life, into your outer dynamic use to reveal the authority of your mighty I Am presence in physical conditions until you compel them to change into perfection. It only means continued application. And your application should be the greatest joy of your entire existence. If you have a sense of weariness or duty about your application, you have not learned yet to make the application with the thrill and the enjoyment that expects your mastery, expects the fulfillment of your call. You know, for years you have always been told that the greatest enjoyment, many times, of your accomplishment is in the anticipation of it. And you might just as well enjoy every instant the rest of your journey in this world as to struggle. If you make up your mind to have the eternal happiness of your presence in the gaining of your mastery, it shall be so. And if you don't ask for that eternal happiness, well, it doesn't come into your outer use until you do ask for it. The Blessed Saint Germain told us all in that early instruction, you must make the demand for a thing upon the great cosmic law before the ascended beings can answer you in the fulfillment of the demand. It is like a question. If you don't ask it, how could you ever have the answer? And the demand must go forth by the authority of your own choice. Now then, if you choose to have the strength of the light that is boundless for eternity within you, then you can have it. There's plenty of light in the universe. And if you don't have it inside the body, well, you can't have its blessings. And when you place the body at rest at night to let the energy flow in for your next day's activity, that energy is light. It is liquid light in the nerves, the same as there's liquid blood within the veins. But you could have a boundless amount in your mental and feeling world by your calls. You do not need to struggle under these conditions of the outer world if you will feel deeply your own authority of life to call to the greater life around you, to give you the greater power of light in yourselves to accomplish greater victory here. Because within the light of the universe is all of everything, but it lies quiescent until you draw it in to yourselves and set it into dynamic action in the physical world to do for you what you desire. If you do not release it, it cannot serve you. And if you do not draw it into yourselves, then the very lack of it forms your limitation in your physical condition. And we want so much, precious ones, to have you free. We've loved you so long. We have given and given and given to you in this knowledge of this blessed I Am presence. We have given you our consciousness. We have given you our energy. We have given you our love. We have given you our light. We've given you our protection. We've given you supply. And now, what do you think I'm pleading for? For you to ask for more. Now, isn't that peculiar? Thank you, precious ones. Now remember, no matter how much we give you, if you don't set it to work in the outer activities of life, it cannot multiply for you. It cannot bring you your heart's desire unless you set it to work. A farmer doesn't gain a crop until he puts the corn in the ground, and he has to give it before he gets it. You do not get interest on your money in the bank till you put some money in there first. You see, a thing can't work for you till you set it to work. Your automobile cannot take you down the street till you release the gas to make it go. And now all I'm asking you to do is to fill yourselves with more of the strength, the power, and the authority of the light of God that cannot fail to give you what you want, so long as it be constructive. Oh, you do not yet understand what is within that statement, the light of God never fails. That very acknowledgement of the eternal mastery and victory of the light of God automatically is the fulfillment of your call and is the victory that you desire in physical affairs. Now tonight, for experiment, draw this into your bodies before you go to sleep. It doesn't take but an instant to just say to your beloved I Am Presence, charge me and keep me filled with such Herculean light, strength, and power of victorious accomplishment of the eternal miracle of light, and see that tomorrow is forever your perfection manifest in my world. Doesn't take but a moment, and you go out of the body in that consciousness and that demand. And out of the body, precious ones, you wield far greater power than you do in the physical structure. The physical structure, to some degree, is a barrier to the instantaneous release of what you require. But when you step out of the body in your finer body and then turn back and issue the command, things come very much more quickly. So if you go out with that consciousness, then it remains in you and your feeling world uninterrupted during the hours that you sleep. It's uninterrupted then by the discord of the outer world, and so it acts for you very much more quickly. And oh, I so long for that day, dear hearts, when there won't be one person among you who isn't the perfect health and strength and perfection of the higher mental body. Why, that higher mental body loves you. It will give all of itself to you if you would only take time enough to give it your attention and let it come in. Doesn't it sound easy? And it is, as soon as you put the demands of the outer world second place. But so long as the demands of the outer world are given first place, then God must recede. Mankind just do not stand that human aside. I give the great God Presence a chance to give the outer self what it requires to produce perfection. It is but an old hypnotic habit of the centuries to imagine that the physical demands of this world are more important than your demand for your God presence to be within you. And when you keep saying to that presence with all the love at your command, I demand you come into me as my deliverer come, and you forever consume everything alike your eternal perfection. Oh, dear ones, we wait and wait and wait for the outer self to give us the opening whereby we may give you that which fulfills your calls. But the demand of the outer is incessant, it's confusion, it's hurry, it's din. Now, if you will just let the great God presence, the mighty I Am, flood you with the strength of its light, the authority of its light, and the power of its light, the miracle of eternal light, and command everything else to be still until you feel that light within you. When you begin to feel it, in the thrill of its electronic force as it pours through, will you begin to realize what mastery means? Now, we long ago told you to use our ascended master consciousness in everything you require, because your human consciousness of this world is not enough to overcome its limitations. If it were not for the assistance of the ascended host, mankind would never be free, because everything in the universe that is lesser must have the assistance of that which is greater. It's a natural magnetic pull to draw everything into greater and greater perfection. And oh my, don't forget that the very heart flame of life within you is the honor flame of God's eternal love. Know you are that, and then demand the invincible, victorious strength and power and authority of light come in and around you. As master of the darkness, you will find the darkness cease to be. What happens to the light, or to the darkness, rather, when the light appears? You do not have to bother about the darkness, do you? You don't have to usher it out the door or out the window. When the light comes in, the darkness ceases to exist. And so it is within yourselves. When you demand the invincible victory and strength and power of the miracles of eternal light to come into your bodies, miracles will manifest in your bodies as the perfect health and strength and illumination you require to become in this world the perfection that frees all. Keep your attention upon it, insist on it, demand it, acknowledge I am that. Filling this outer self until none can refuse to see its master authority and presence controlling your outer conditions and affairs. I shall await your call, for I want so much to assist every one of you to be strong and free from that which the rest of mankind accept as inevitable. the teaching that has held mankind bound, that, well, with all the goodness world, you always have to take something that is of discord, is nonsense. And oh, shatter forever the acceptance in everybody that these things that are of discord have to come. Nothing has to come but God's eternal perfection. And therefore, when people say, well, the great freedom and perfection of life can't manifest unless mankind go through these things that crucify the outer self, it's nonsense. You make God dependent on evil if you accept that. You know it's wrong. I ask you to take your freedom now, dear ones, in this demand for the strength and authority and power of the miracles of eternal light. Know you are that. Charge them into manifestation in your affairs. Demand their control of everything that you contact. And prove me tonight. Thank you, precious ones. So let us go forward unafraid, knowing that you move, holding the hand of your beloved I Am Presence with one hand and holding our hands with the other. And we, your Ascended Master friends, your I Am Presence, your friend of eternity, master of everything in this world, can draw to you everything and anything your hearts desire, so long as it be constructive and glorifies the mighty I Am Presence and the Ascended Host. Mankind have not been taught that everything they create or do in the physical world should be of such perfection that it glorifies the mighty I Am Presence and the Ascended Host, from whence they get the ideas and the power to produce that perfection. Everything you do in the physical world should be to glorify your mighty I Am Presence and the universe about you with beauty and perfection and happiness. The law of the universe is eternal happiness, eternal perfection, mastery over all that is of limitation, and see for yourselves how we live in the octave of eternity. And we will stand with you to break these limitations and keep you cut free from the conditions of the outer world until the intensity of your light will be a magnet to draw the rest of mankind into the light also, until there are no more shadows of human discord in this world. Yield not an inch to anything or anybody but the invincible victory of God, the mighty I Am Presence. Your certain victory, God in action in you, victorious. Demand it, and you shall become its manifestation here. And we shall await every opportunity to assist you as rapidly as possible, so your progress will be the encouragement to take you forward to freedom, that you may give freedom to others. For I assure you, this great outpouring that we have given over the last 20 years is not just for yourself alone. It is that you may be a shining light in the darkness of the outer world, until all life sees once again what takes place within the miracle of eternal light, the light of the universe that is the source of everything that is of perfection. all you could ever need to produce anything, even to great systems of worlds. The universal light fills all space. And as that electronic force is condensed into substance, mankind can be blessed without limit, and not one shadow of discord ever appear again. So I call you tonight into the heart of eternal freedom, that you may enjoy the use of the boundless powers of eternal light and become yourselves the miracle of its presence, blazing in the world of seething blackness, and yet untouched by that darkness, and you yourselves become the magnet to draw the rest of mankind out of the clutches of that which seeks only to destroy them. So let the love of our eternal light and the victory of our command to life act for you in the physical world, and go forward in the pathway of its everlasting freedom, and prove to mankind what the mastery of light means in this world, until they understand the law of the mighty I Am Presence. Of their own free will, through love, give it the obedience by which they become free forever. So my heart's flame of obedience and the light of its eternal miracles shall ever accompany you and be the pathway before you, and I shall command that the shadows of limitation can never again have contact with you or your world. I want you held untouched by anything but the perfection of our eternal light, which is our love to the universe, that you may move in it and forever expand its eternal freedom to all. Thank you with all my heart's love tonight. Beloved Daddy, in all the love and gratitude of our hearts for eternity, we want to thank you for your courage, your strength, your constant protection of those under this radiation. Take us and blaze through us whatever strength of the light sets us free. And as we become free, blaze that light in ever-expanding victory to free others as you have freed us. To the brothers of the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask you to guard those under this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we are absent one from another. Glorify us quickly in that limitless outpouring of such invincible strength, authority, and power without limit, of the miracle of eternal light, that it forever fills us and holds eternal command. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, clothe us in the invincible victory of your luminous presence, and make us your obedience until the fullness of the victory of the ascension is attained. Thank you, precious Daddy. Thank you, beloved mighty victory. And beloved Jesus and Saint Germain and all the great ones whose love has guarded us and brought us this far in the light, thank you for your love of eternity. Make us the honor flame of its victory in this world, and you forever hold command through us until all stand ascended and free. And to the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kamaras, the seven mighty Johans, the seven great archangels, do we ask you to clothe us in your luminous presence, blaze around us the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim. And beloved Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand and become one with the sevenfold flame without, and cutting us free from all connection with the hordes of darkness and their evil in this world, take us forward in the world but not of it, and blaze the light of eternity, so dazzling the hearts of darkness dare not approach or ever know who abides within. And we accept the fulfillment of the call even as the call goes forth. Thank you, precious ones. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have and raise it all to our beloved mighty I Am Presence and precious Daddy and all the great ones, asking them to accept it, amplified without limit, charge it with whatever compels God's invincible victory to this earth, to blaze the light of eternity everywhere in our land, bring forth those activities of the sacred fire that forever hold command, and show mankind the master hand of creation until everything is raised into the perfection of the ascended master's octave for eternity. And to all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth everything it contains into the hands and use of those on this radiation, expand it in worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all that is not the ascended master's perfection of eternity, and move us forward forever in command. Now, as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the activities of the cosmic light and sacred fire of the honor flame of God's eternal love to blaze in through and around those under this radiation and forever hold command.